you're here.
Hi there, Alan. Hi, Alan. Thanks for holding.
How
my
you doing?
Name is Paul. Hi, I'm doing well. How's your day going?
The forest are good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So Giselle wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of our service, you know, answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your established business. Now, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And your potential customers will be able to find you just by typing in keywords related to the electrical work that you provide or HVAC. You know, they can go on Google or go on Bing and look for those searches and search phrases. You'll be one of the top options. Now, I'm sure you use Google. You know you won't be the only business that pops up when someone does a keyword search. And ultimately, not everyone who finds you on that first page will call you. The ones that will call you, though, they'll be calling you directly. They'll be calling you specifically. They'll be calling you after seeing the .com website that we'll build for you, so they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. By the time they decide to call you, they're pretty much hoping you answer the phone, that you're available to do the job, and they're pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, we offer our service on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. That being said, the established business rate is a fixed flat rate. So it will stay with you. It'll never go up. It won't balloon up later on. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important to Google. Of course, they'll all be talking about your services, your service area, linking back to the website that we'll build for you. And that's going to get you on that first page in the local map, get your phone ringing. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate with the reduced pricing for an established business. It'd be exactly $249.00. That would be the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the jobs are small. Are you doing residential and commercial? You're focusing on one more than the other? You kind of like the mix?
Currently, I'm 50-50. Like, I'm putting a 50-ton rooftop unit on the Coral Antique Mall. And
nice.
Then I'm doing residential installs, service calls.
Fantastic, yeah. Yeah, so you'll get both residential and commercial clients calling you. Of course, you know, on the content that we'll create, we'll be promoting your services. And with the right types of clients calling you and calling you directly, it's very, very different than like a lead-based service. I think Giselle found your Angie Leads profile when she was looking for a website for you. She put in the notes here that that's kind of expensive for you. And I've talked to a lot of business owners who have used that service over the many years before it was Angie Leads. Of course, it was called Home Advisor. A lead-based service where you get the same lead that your competitors get, it's hard sometimes to get a high enough conversion rate, especially when a lot of those potential customers are really just looking for an estimate to try and budget for something in the future. Are you still using that service, though? Are you currently paying for leads right now?
Yes. Actually, I am paying for leads right now.
Gotcha.
It's turned off more than it's turned on, but I still use it. And then,
yeah, I mean,
you're right. I've given out 4 or 5 estimates this past week. It's cost me $300, so.
Wow, yeah, pretty expensive service there. And, you know, it's always going to be hit or miss. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, especially when you get the same lead that 6 or 8 of your competitors are getting. But when it misses more than it hits, when you're pausing it, not because you've got more work than you can take on, but you just can't take on more leads that don't turn into jobs, I mean, that's not really helping you out a whole lot. What I would tell you is what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Network, Crapjack, any of the others. I mean, they're all about the same. What really is different is the cost of the lead and how many of your competitors get the same lead. Everything else is about the same. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners, would prefer direct phone calls. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a bunch of leads. You'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on those leads. A lot of my clients keep their leads paused more often. Some of my clients will cap their leads at a much lower amount. Others will, in fact, simply shut their leads off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on the first page of Google or Bing. Not everyone uses Angie Leads, but pretty much everyone uses Google. And if they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be found there as well. Laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles, even with internet access, you can be found when people are searching, as long as they're in your service area and looking for a job or a service that you can do. Now, it is, like I said, a flat rate, and we do offer the service on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. Our job is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, I'm sure you probably got some questions for me, but at least on the surface, you know, that flat rate of $249 with the calls coming directly to you, is that something you think you might want for your business?
Well, just this month alone, I mean, it's obviously cheaper than Angie's, but you just got to pay a yearly member fee, and then
right.
I have $390 out this past week on leads, and none of them have called me back. They've all been estimate.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the expense is not just in the paying for the membership fee. The real expense is paying for every lead, and you pay for that lead whether you get the job or not. If somebody else gets the job or if no one gets the job, you guys all still pay for that lead. So Angie's is doing okay for themselves. I mean, they are by all accounts one of Google's biggest customers back as far as when they were Home Advisor. They did spend, and they still do, over 2 million. It's almost, you know, it's between 2 and 3 million per month on Google paid ads. That does cover the entire country, and it covers all the industries they generate leads for. But when they're making $2 and $3 million a month back by selling and reselling leads, they sell the same lead to multiple businesses. You know, it doesn't always work out for the business owner. But with us, it's very different. Like I said, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis. We do not put our clients in competition with each other. We don't work with businesses in the same area providing the same service. We wouldn't want to, first of all, and we're not allowed to, as strict Google guidelines. But it's in our best interest as well, because your success is our success. The more jobs we can send your way, the more likely you are to stay with our service. At $249, that established business rate, we're not breaking even in that first month on our end. We're going to spend more in time and resources, and in some cases the direct cost to create that content, and that $249 would cover in the first month. Although we're not locking you into a long-term contract, not even long enough to cover our costs, we know our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. And like I said, that detailed reporting and tracking system will break down how many calls you're getting, where those calls are coming from, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, from individual directories, or from your website. Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Both residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, there will be a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. And, of course, you're not paying extra for those leads, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website. You're not paying extra for those leads. But anything they type into that form repopulates right on your tracking and your reporting system. So you do know how much work you're getting. You know where that work is coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions for me?
I don't think so.
Okay. And is it Alan Knowles Electric? Is that how you would want the business to be branded online?
Well, that's how my company is registered with the state of Pennsylvania, so.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, consistent information is important. Like I said, a website, Google and Bing listings, almost 70 different directories. So we'll brand your business with consistent information. And is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one, Alan, that you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
It is, yeah.
It is. And 717-634-6600. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Like I said, most of the time you will simply get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, we would list it physically on your website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we'll use it to email you regarding your account. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's alanknowlselectric@outlook.com.
Okay. So just like the business name, of course, no apostrophe, and a email, and that's at outlook.com. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
Email and text message are probably the best because I am a one-man show, so when I'm on a job...
Got it. Yeah, you're not likely to answer
your phone
right away. Perfect. Yeah, there'll be a little, redundancy built in. You know, if we call you and you don't answer, we'll leave a message, just send a text. But I've got email and text preferred anyway. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I wanted to ask you about the 477 Windy Hill Road. I do see that address, 17090. It's on the Angie Leads, but... I believe you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you.
That's correct. No one's coming to me.
Is that your home, a residence?
My basement is my business office.
Gotcha. Yeah, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are basically run out of the truck or run out of the home. And, you know, because you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address for you. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with one of our technicians. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, but it's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to build out your website and create the account. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about the business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do right now to get this set up, and it's required of us as we are Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we are, in fact, even including the website for you at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But, Alan, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
All right.
Okay. Mr. Noel, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Alan Knowles Electric.
Perfect. And Mr. Noel, that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Alan Noel, owner.
Okay. And then, Alan, as the owner of Alan Knowles Electric, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That's correct.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Noel, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, the bills have to come to me.
Of course. Yeah, it's a silly question, but I do have to ask it. It's not a card that you borrowed from your friend or found off of the street. But like I said, I have to ask that question. Now, as you might well imagine, to get...
Never heard that one before.
Yeah. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since it is our job to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, especially coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Alan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Alan, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, be the ones to create the website. And like I said, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service, with it reduced down to $249, the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, would be charged today, the 2nd of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $249.00. Now, that $249 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Alan will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. Noel, that landing page is included at no additional cost, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month at that same exact discounted rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, no contract, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Noel, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Alan, that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Noel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Alan, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I think it's a Visa.
a Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your name. And is it Alan Knoll, no middle initial?
It's Alan M. Knoll.
M like Michael, not N like Nick, right?
That's correct. Michael.
Okay. And Alan is A-L-L-E-N?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then you said that was a Visa card, Mr. Knoll. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4305.
Okay.
8600.
Yes, sir.
2562.
Okay.
8760.
And then the expiration month and year?
10/23.
And the last three digits on the back of that card?
397.
397. So I've got 397, 397, and October or 10 of 2023 for the expiration. Alan, was the card itself 4300-8600-2562-8760?
That's correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the 477 Windy Hill Road, 17090?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute here, you will receive through our automated system a confirmation email. And that confirmation email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
I do not have a pen.
I'm on a job site, so. No problem, no problem. You'll get that email in a minute here through our automated system. You can, though, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. You'll get all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email as well as a text message. The email is a separate email for the initial invoice. On that email, there is a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, and you'll also receive that link by direct text message, which might be easier for you to access right now. But when you receive one or the other of those, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business on my end, like I said, is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Once again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We actually, and it's, I know you're on a job, and I just wanted to put it out there. We could get you in at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, which might work for you. If not, we would be looking out to tomorrow as early as 10, and again, as late as 6. It's just an exception or two. It looks like there's at least one spot available every hour in between. Would I don't think 5 would work, but would 6 o'clock today work for you, or did you want something for tomorrow?
6 o'clock today isn't going to work for me. I'm trying to finish this job day.
Oh, so. Good. Good. That's good to know. So it's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. It's a one-hour window for a call that does take about half that time. Might even be as late as 6:30 that they call you, but they will wrap it up before 7. And if I'm available when that client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll initiate that call and introduce you to your client interview technician. I'm not sure who it will be just yet. It's kind of whoever's available at the time. And I'm also not sure, you know, when between 6 and 6:30 that they're going to initiate that call. I do try to stay off the calls, but not always able. But if they catch me in between calls, like I said, I'll be the one to initiate that call. If not, they will call you directly, and whoever it is will be quite capable and take care of you. The only other thing that I wanted to do here, and this really is for your protection, is to set up a security question and answer. Anyone who calls saying that they are with Local Splash would definitely need to know unprompted both the security question and answer, and of course my name too, which is Paul Gordon. It's also, you know, if somebody calls us saying that they're affiliated with your business, knowing on my end that you are kind of a sole proprietor, one-man show, we would not expect that to happen, but if someone does and they did have both the question and answer, then we would talk to them. If not, we certainly would not. But your choices are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Knoll, which of those did you want for your security question?
First pet's name is fine.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Lady?
Okay. And then if I'm not on that call when our client interview technician calls you, they will certainly know the question and the answer. Other than that, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
The text message came through.
Okay. And that actually goes where we want it to go, which is the local splash terms of experience. If you have the email address, it's got, you know, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below, and then you click here to accept the subscription terms. But if you're looking at the right text, and I know that sometimes they send a welcome text as well before I even get off the phone, but it says Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Right now, it's like I said, it's just a text message. You can click on the link here for your invoice. Thank you for joining Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
And it has an invoice link here.
Okay.
And please click here to accept the subscription terms if you have any questions.
Yeah, so if you click on that, talking about the services, everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you here. Of course, we're going to optimize your Google Business Profile. It's just about everyone's main focus, but we do optimize you equally well on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. The landing page is your website that will build, host, maintain, and update for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know you're on a job. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and above it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box just below it with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. So Alan M. Knoll, case sensitive, so A-M and N, all capitalized. Appropriate spacing, meaning just the spaces on either side of the middle initial. There's no period either after the middle initial, just the letter M. If you copy and paste, then be careful to not copy a space either before it or after. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, just click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Knoll, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're including the website, that we've waived your setup fee. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I see it.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason it's asking you for a username and password, it's the automated system thinks that your tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true. We have to, of course, do the client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next few days, you will receive by text and email both a username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. Once you're in, you can change the password if you like. You don't have to. We know that many people never do change it at all. I can give you the username, though. That has already been created, and it cannot be changed. It is easy to remember, though. It's simply the phone number we're speaking on, area code included. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, though. Just the number 717-634-6600. That will always be the username on the account. I'm also sending you right now just a calendar invite. It looks like we may have just eclipsed the hour window wherein our automated system would send you an automatic reminder that your call is scheduled at 6 o'clock, but I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. Calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's just going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G on that. Just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Other than that, Alan, you are all set and squared away, and either I will initiate that phone call or one of my technicians will just call you directly. Like I said, it wouldn't be right at 6, you know, probably 5, 10, 20 minutes after, but it will only take about 20, 25 minutes after that. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, and I certainly hope it allows you to scale Bathroom and stop using that lead service.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Real pleasure speaking with you. Real pleasure. You take care, Alan. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and hopefully I'll talk to you a little later.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.